The following programming is sponsored by Total Transformation Media, Incorporated. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Come on and stand to your feet! Come on and let me hear you say!
Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now. 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here today on Total Transformation Radio, and our topic, Eat to Live. Did y'all hear me? Eat to Live, my, with our special guest, Dr. Anthony Corns, my. And today's hosts, First Lady Vanessa Howard, Miss Marcia Moore, and your boy, Dr. Howard. Our scripture reading today is found in Psalm 128, verse 2 and 6, and it reads, "You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed. And it shall be well with you. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel." Amen, amen. We would like to thank all of our listeners and radio show sponsors for their continuous support and prayers. Please go to our website at TotalTransformationMedia.com and check us out. Blessings to all. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Oh, we did unison today. Okay, all right. I know what's going to come out. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for being our Abba Father, our Creator, our Comforter, our
thank
joy.
You.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for this show today as we have our Dr. Corns coming with your word to empower us with truth, so that we know how to eat to live. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your grace and even your mercy on this day. In Jesus' name, be with us, guide us, be with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, Dr. Corns.
Good afternoon, family.
Hey, hey.
Listen, you guys got me like a racehorse. I'm chopping at the bit. I'm ready for them to shoot the guns so I can run.
We like that energy, hey, Dr. Corns.
Man, look, you fitting right in with this crowd.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
All right.
God is so good,
and
Marcia, I know you're going to jump in and do his bio and all that good stuff, but before we even jump to that, Dr. Corns, do you have a shout-out to all the people listening right now?
I do, and just for all of our listeners, your Creator does not just want you to have life. He wants you to have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm so excited that you're tuned in. And I just want to encourage you, because the words that we're going to speak today, they're going to be spirit and they're going to be life. And they're going to transform you to take you to that level where your Creator wants you to be. Not just living, but having that abundant life. And that's what I've come here to do.
Well,
we almost can have altar call already.
Have the abundant life. Look, if you're driving out there in your car, you better pull over right now and get ready. Because I hear it in your voice already, the anointing.
Yeah.
So come on, bring it forth. Yeah, Go ahead, Marcia. Yeah, to God be the glory.
I just want to read Dr. Corn's bio. Dr. Korn's ND, PhD is driven by the mission to empower individuals to reclaim their health and vitality through natural evidence-based practices. Specializing in applied lifestyle medicine, he aims to prevent and reverse lifestyle-related chronic illnesses by advocating for a balanced integration of emotional, physical, occupational, social, spiritual, intellectual, environmental, and financial wellness. Welcome, welcome, Dr. Anthony Korns. I'm so excited to have you here. We are honored that you were blessed to do this interview with us today.
Amen.
And I know your schedule is getting booked, beyond booked, beyond booked. I know God is using you mightily right now. And as we go into our transformation segment, what made you come into this form of medical practice, as well as what is the meaning of Valeri?
Great question. What led me was it was progressive. It started off just with a desire to live well. As I looked at how individuals navigating life, I did not like what I saw. I did not like how our parents and grandparents and our aunties and, you know, the individuals that were we looked up to in church, and I saw how they how it wasn't graceful as they got older. It really allowed me to think about my own personal life. And one thing I did learn from what I saw, I did not want to be 50, 60, 70, 80, dealing with chronic illnesses. So I began to make some investments and begin to look and evaluate things and begin to make changes in my diet. And over time, I never thought in a million years that I'd be doing the things that I'm doing now. And God had a plan. So he put those thoughts in my mind, got me excited in health and wellness. And you're talking in a time when it was, you know, you didn't have the Whole Foods. You didn't have all of the health food change that you have today. It was a barren land, so to speak. A lot of the things I had to utilize in my health regimen, I had to order. They were in magazines. I had to find them. I had to go out of my way to get information. In that time of drought, God was able to navigate me to the resources that has propelled me into the career that I am in now. And I say to our listeners is, if I could do that, if I can navigate health and wellness and be at 54 years old, not on medications, never been on medications, and having an abundant life, you can do that. You can do it with all of the resources that God has made available to us today.
My God, my God. Dr. Korns, I'm telling you, you came, Lord sent you right here today just for me.
Yeah.
you hear what I'm saying? I'll be 48 in February, approaching 50, type 2 diabetes. I used to be a linebacker and college football player and all that. And man, I'm telling you, my aches and pains and all of that, the energy levels are slowing down, and I got too much work to do for the kingdom of God. So I need you. We need you.
Yeah. And here's the thing. This is not age. This is deficiency and toxicity. This is our body not receiving the fundamental elements to sustain life.
Mm-hmm.
So we begin to experience various types of health conditions at certain ages due to the wear and tear and the body's inability to create that vital force. It's always fighting for life. But then it gets to a certain stages in all of our lives if we're not intentional about being health conscious and making the right investments. If we're not intentional, then we'll begin to reap the things that we have sowed. When it comes to those types of conditions that most of us, as we're navigating 40, 50, 60, 70, there's the aches and pains and so forth. Here's the beautiful thing. Here's the good thing, especially when we talk about eat to live. There is a message of hope. So when we look at the Word of God, the Word of God is biblical sciences. So it's not just this hocus pocus spiritual. He's given you the laws of nature. He's given all of the laws of nature, but he's also giving you his supernatural laws, because he taps into the natural and combines his natural with the supernatural. But Psalms 103, verse 5, and for those of you who are listening, it says, satisfy thy mouth with good things, and thy youth shall, here we go, Doc, it shall be renewed like an eagle. So you said what you used to do and how you were, you know, an athletic and a football player. Here's the promise of Isaiah 103, verse 5. He's saying, I can't change your chronological age, but I sure can change your biological age. I can turn back time and take you and give you youth that's renewed. Hear the word, renewed like an eagle. But then there is a prerequisite in that text. He says, don't satisfy your mouth with candy and cakes and pies.
Mercy.
Come on.
Mercy.
Well.
Burgers and fries.
Jesus.
He says, satisfy thy mouth with good things, and your youth shall be renewed like an eagle. We can only define good things as it relates to what we eat from the scripture. Have to go back to Genesis chapter 2, when God put Adam in the garden. And he says, that which came out of the ground was good for food. Come on, talk to me, somebody.
Yeah, you're helping
good
us.
Good food comes from the ground, not from a industrial plant, but from a plant. The closer we get to the original design, not only do we optimize our health, we vitalize our ability to have longevity with quality of life. There are so many powerful benefits that God has placed only in food that many of us have not taken the opportunity to tap into.
Ooh, well, Jesus. I thank God for your wisdom. And you know, I hear all these things, and I think at the bottom, of the day, people just don't have the knowledge or understand how to eat well. Like, how do I put this together?
There's so many hocus pocus things and, you know, diets out here. But the reality is they work for a moment. And then it seems like whatever you lost, you gained double, you know. But you're hitting, oh, man, you're helping all of us right now.
Yeah. And I'll say this very objectively. There are a lot of programs that have richly helped people. But I believe that true healing, true total restoration cannot be separated from the everlasting gospel.
Come on.
Yeah.
It cannot be separated. And I say this very objectively. I'm not saying this because I believe in God, because I believe in the Bible. It is, God has given us a reasonable mind. And when you look at the Word of God, it provides evidence to support its authenticity. And there is a lot of plans that are out there that are, it only has the power of man.
Wow.
But when you take a natural health plan and add the power of God to it, it's transformative.
My God.
You look at Naaman the leper. What God was showing us was hydrotherapy and the use of clay. When he dipped seven times, it wasn't just a supernatural miracle. He combined supernatural with the natural. Even with Hezekiah, he had a tumor. He was going to die. He asked for more life, and God granted him more life. What was the remedy that God gave him? He told Isaiah to take a lump of figs, put it on that boil, that tumor, and Hezekiah recovered. Those were figs. It was a fig poultice. It was the use of food as medicine. But God put a natural with the supernatural. So I'm giving these stories, even in the New Testament with Jesus. He could have just spoke the word and the man's blindness could have been recovered. But he spit in the ground and made clay, put it over his eyes, and he told him to go and wash. And gradually the man's sight recovered. He used clay. So there are natural remedies that God has given us that he says, I'm going to combine my natural with the supernatural. So when we begin to incorporate the foods that heal us and we pray for God's divine blessings upon it, like in the book of Exodus, chapter 23 in verse 25, it says, the Lord will bless thy bread and thy water and take sickness from the midst of thee. That word bread in the Hebrew means food. He's going to bless your bread. He's going to bless your water. And here's the promise. I'm going to take sickness from the midst of thee. Notice what it says. He's going to do it.
Amen.
So what that tells us, family, is that healing is not in the avocado or the apple or the orange or the grapefruit. Healing is in God. He puts his virtue in the orange and the grapefruit and all of the plants. His virtue is in it.
Ooh,
and when
glory.
You look at creation, he lets us know this emphatically. He says, look, I want you to know that it comes from me. And how I'm going to do that? I'm going to provide light when there is no sun.
My Lord.
So when I made plants needed chlorophyll. It needed light to create chlorophyll, this photosynthesis, to make food for the plant. The first plants on planet Earth did not get their light from the S-U-N. They got it from the S-O-N, the Son of Righteousness.
My God.
Healing in his wings.
Jesus.
So it was his virtue he put in the plant to sustain life. And that same virtue is still living today. That sun in the sky is only a sample or a figure of the true sun, who is a shield, who is a healer.
Mighty
and
God.
When we tap into the things that God has given us from his original plan, it's not only going to restore us physically, but it's going to help to restore us mentally and emotionally.
Amen.
It's going to help to restore us spiritually.
Hold that thought,
not
Dr.
Only
Corns.
That,
hold that thought, because we have to go into our
We're
first
going
commercial break.
Into our first commercial break.
But man.
You fire, Doc. Doc, you on fire.
Listen.
I see some folks, some smoke coming out of some folks' tailpipes right now, driving down the road listening to us
I'm
right now.
To hold on.
My God.
You almost knocked me out.
We coming right back, y'all.
Hold on.
Don't go anywhere. We're going into our commercial break on Total Transformation Radio. God bless you. It's your boy, Dr. Howard, on Total Transformation Radio. Go to our new website at TotalTransformationMedia.com to learn more about our services, products, and sponsorship opportunities. We can't wait to come to your corporation, church, music event, or conference. Check us out at TotalTransformationMedia.com. God bless you. Hello, I am Dr. Howard.
And I am First Lady Vanessa Howard.
On Total Transformation Radio. Do you need energy, healing, or weight loss?
Then get your CMOS today at eatacure.com, 856-718-9139.
Hello, this is Marcia Moore, founder of Eatacure LLC. Our mission is teaching you wellness living through various products, services, and health coaching for a better lifestyle. You can reach us at www.eatacure.com, area code 856-718-9139, or eatacure@gmail.com. Eatacure, eat to live. There's more to life. Cheers to wellness.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy, Dr. Howard, on Total Transformation Radio. You can purchase my book, Transforming Male Leaders in the 21st Century, on Amazon. If you are looking for the blueprint to transform your life, your family, your church, and your community, don't wait. Go get it, and your life will never be the same. Blessings. I'm out.
Twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Tarot Oils for all your natural hair needs at myteraoils.com. That's MyTeraOils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are here on Total Transformation Radio. And I'm telling you, our special guest, Dr. Anthony Corns, has been laying it out for us. My God, my God. Marcia, go ahead. Go ahead. Jesus.
Dr. Corns, I just want to thank you again. As a health and wellness professional myself, EDACURE was birthed out of sickness. So when I hear you speak, and I'm a scientist by trade myself, so to be able for the way that you put it together, I've done it, but not to the level of your magnitude. Your gifting to be able to break chains. Vanessa, say what you said about the portals, please, before he continues.
Yes. So as I was sitting here, I wanted to tell you just to pause for a second, because I just felt so much pressure in my head as though I could not, like literally, I almost passed out in here. Because the more you kept talking, I just felt things shifting, you know, portals being open. There's a healing anointing over your life.
Jesus.
You know, it's on a spiritual level that, I mean, I don't know if you...
I'm telling you.
How, like, oh my God, I don't even have the words to describe.
From the moment I first heard this man on IG, and I thank you, Dr. Corns, for even answering the DMs, because you're a blessing to the world.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to expand in a way that I've never seen it expeditiously, because people need it for a time such as now. Yeah. So as we go into our overcoming segment of this show, I see that, you know, you've been a licensed healthcare practitioner for 17 years and in health and wellness for over 20. So I heard you say that you had come up with these ideas and come up with these things where they weren't naturally around us readily as they are today. So as a life and health and wellness coach today, what else did you have to overcome? And then you also, which we still have to answer, that your practice is called the Valeri Alternative Health Center. I need you to break down this Valeri to people. Because I studied it, but I need you to break it down for them.
Yeah, it's ironic. I was taking a pharmacology class, and it was interesting to find out that over 90% of the pharmaceutical drugs that are on the market today are synthetic versions of plants. So that word Valeri was in the textbook, and I looked it up. The word Valeri is a Latin word that means to be strong, to be well, to be healthy, and thus birthed the name of the Valeri Alternative Health Center. Matter of fact, if you're familiar with the herb valerian root,
yes,
that's the root word. Valeri comes from that word valerian root. So that's the origin of the name, the Valeri Alternative Health Center. It means to be strong, to be well, and to be healthy. And I believe that's what God desires for us. You know, he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers.
Yes.
So he puts health on the same level as our spiritual well-being. So that is the origin of that name. Yes, yes.
Now, how did you have to overcome, in terms of, because this was alternative health and it wasn't as readily accepted as it is today, what process did you have to overcome in order to shift into this area?
Great question. Great question, not only from my personal testimony, but great questions from our listeners. It's mindset. I had to really decide what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted wasn't what those around me wanted. It wasn't what my friends wanted. It wasn't necessarily what those who were closest to me wanted. It was something that I wanted and something that God had put on my heart to do. And I think all of those who are listening have had that moment where they thought about and was convicted about making changes to be healthy. The only difference is they did not cultivate the mindset. So I had to cultivate the mindset. And when I cultivated the mindset, it helped me to overcome the ridicule. It helped me to overcome, you know, you eating rabbit food and the cracking of jokes and various things like that.
Yes.
We have a sick mindset. So the sick mindset is going to exalt the health-destroying foods as though they are praiseworthy. And it's going to minimize the, and criticize and put down the plant-type foods and healthy foods that come from the hand of God. So it's a challenge, especially when you live in a world where in the U.S., only 2.7% of the population practice a wellness lifestyle. So you are the minority when you take a decision like that. But the way I overcame it was my mindset. And when I had that mindset that I had a vision, and where there is no vision, the people perish. I had a vision for my health and wellness. I saw in the future me how I wanted my life to be when I was married, how I wanted to have engaged with my children and grandchildren. I saw that in the future, and it became a mind part of my mindset. I had a why motivator that kept me on course, and I locked into that, and I didn't let go no matter what went on around me, no matter what other people ate. My mindset was focused on what I wanted to achieve, and it has sustained me these 30 plus years of living a lifestyle that is not popular. So to answer your question and to speak to our listeners, the first step is mindset. Please write that down. If you're driving, just repeat it to yourself. The first step is mindset. So where your focus is, that's where you're going to begin to make choices in that area. So you have to have that mindset. And now at 54, I'm running and playing with my grandchildren. I'm on the ground wrestling with them, jumping up and down, jumping on the monkey bars at the park and everything with them, with no aches and pains, and having the energy and the vitality to perform this activity without, you know, out being fatigued and waiting for him to get tired. I'm tiring him out.
Amen.
And this is not happenstance, my brothers and my sisters. This is by choice. Mm. If we do not choose, life will choose for us, and it will give us something that we don't want. It will give us some diabetes. It will give us some cholesterol. It will give us some breast cancer, prostate cancer. It will give us colorectal cancer. It will give us all of these things, heart disease. It will give us everything that the world is plagued with today. But if you make up your mind and have the mindset and begin to bring in and make it beyond you, you know, make it just beyond you. Not only do you have to have that personal care, but your health impacts those around you.
Yes, it does.
I said to myself, it will be a crime for me to eat myself to death.
My God.
Get sick, stroke out. Mm. My wife has to push me around in a wheelchair and wipe me because I can't get up and wipe myself. Only because I neglected to take care of myself. I said to myself, that would be criminal.
Mm.
And that will be a violation of the marriage covenant.
Jesus.
Mm.
And I made a decision that I'm going to be steward of this body temple that God has given me.
That's right.
And I'm going to do the best of my ability to be a good steward to take care of this that is not mine, that has been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Come on, sir.
I'm not my own.
Yes.
And when you realize it's not your own,
yes,
you can't put in your mouth what you want to put in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you eat,
mm-hmm,
whatever you drink, whatever you do, lifestyle, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 31, is that you do all to the glory of God.
Glory of God.
Come on.
Yeah. You know, I have a question for you, Dr. Corins. And so we're talking about eating to live and having that mindset. And so it absolutely starts with how we think. And I want to dig just a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to be the devil's advocate here.
Go ahead.
You know, but when we see this culture where it's cool to smoke cigars, or it's cool to drink it up, or smoke weed, or whatever it is. Can you just give us some feedback on that? Because we're talking about food, but there are other things that we do put in our bodies, right? I need you to talk to us and just give us some information on your perspective, you know, and God's.
Great question. So there are things that are lawful to us, but it's not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, and then everything that we do is going to have a consequence. You have to realize that there are different categories of what we call food. So whatever we ingest is going to become a part of us. So when you talk about smoking, when we talk about drinking, all of this is going to have some chemical effect that is either going to be upbuilding or going to be destructive. So scientifically, when you smoke tobacco or marijuana or any type of these substances, or even if you were to drink various forms of alcohol, the Bible defines that as drunkenness, right? So drunkenness is anything that creates intoxication, okay? And intoxication is actually altering the brain, okay? Now, we have what we call the frontal lobe, which is the higher mind. And we have what is called the limbic system, which is the lower mind. Mm-hmm. The higher mind governs the lower mind. And we use anything that creates intoxication or drunkenness, it causes us to operate not in the most holy place, but it allows us to operate in what the Bible refers to as the carnal mind.
Jesus.
So we're not just talking if it's good or bad for you and what benefits, and then we have to look even deeper to how it affects the brain, the mind, which governs the choices and the things that we make. And the very things that you mentioned, my sister, these are all antagonists to the frontal lobe. And it causes individuals to operate on the limbic system. Well, what is involved in the limbic system? Animal passions. This is why people act like animals.
Jesus.
All right? This is why, what do animals do? They eat. They sleep. Wow. They procreate. And they fight. They're aggressive. So the limbic system is the lower mind. In the Bible, it's referred to as the carnal mind. And to be carnally minded is death.
Come on.
To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Mm. They don't call alcohol spirits for nothing.
Jesus. My. Come
and on.
On
that note,
because
Dr. Corrin, we got to break into our halftime.
Fire Lord, on Lord, Total Lord. Transformation Radio with Dr. Anthony Corns. We're going into our halftime break. Do not go anywhere. It's fire around here, y'all.
I'm here to let you know it's gonna be alright.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are here on Total Transformation Radio with our special guest, Dr. Anthony Corns. And I'm telling you, it's been fire around here. It's been straight fire. And Doc, we appreciate your wisdom. I know all the listeners out there, my God, they're getting blessed and their lives will be changed. Go ahead, Marcia.
Amen. Amen.
We got to finish kind of where we left off, Dr. Corns, because you are blessing us. And like I said, you align so much with my Eticure Wellness company. Like, even my motto is Proverbs 3:8. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. But the way that you help our mind shift, even my motto is eat to live, there's more to life with the number 2 instead of 2. So I feel like we were so aligned that when I heard you, it was like, listen, this man needs to go worldwide because you help people shift their actual mindset. So as we come to the impacting final portion of our show, you are nothing but impact, sir. It's more than just your products. It's more than just what your alternative health center is. God has ordained you to impact the world, to truly understand what it means to live well. Even with Eticure's motto is living well, not just what you put in your body, but what you listen to, what you look at, what you take in mind, body, and spirit. But he's gifted you, sir, to package it in a way that it can help people paradigm shift so that they can truly walk into the fullness of living well and to be able to bear the weight and the anointing of God's glory to do what they're destined to do through purpose. Amen. So I thank you. Yeah. And that's what Vanessa meant by she saw portals and she saw things breaking and shaking in the spirit because, sir, it's you. God called you for a time such as now.
Yeah.
And when we talk about impact, Dr. Howard, you were saying go ahead.
Come on.
Say that.
You have declared war on the enemy.
Jesus.
And as I say, that just came in my spirit that the enemy wants us to be sick. Because if we're sick, we cannot function and move into our purpose and promise from God.
So true.
The sickness is a $1 billion industry.
It is.
And my God, what you're doing can impact the lives, not only naturally, but spiritually, of all the people in the kingdom of God and beyond. So I'm just excited and thrilled to hear your teaching today, but also find a way that you continue to expand out.
Yeah.
Because everybody needs this teaching, just from the frontal lobe to the limbic. That messed me up. And I know that messed some folks up because, my God, the enemy's winning. People are dying and not living well because, oh, God, my God, people will perish for the lack of knowledge. Mm. Thank you for your wisdom and knowledge that you're blessing of us with today.
Praise God. I appreciate those words. I receive them, and continue to keep me in prayer. My practice has been on a 1-to-1 model, but I've navigated from the 1-to-1 to the 1-to-many. Once I made that paradigm shift in my mind, God started opening up doors for me.
I'm sure.
To have more of a global reach.
Yes.
But I realize what he has done for me and over the years, he has put me in the school, just like he did with Moses in the wilderness. He had to learn how to lead. He put him close and began to educate him. So all the times that I have been working with individuals, it has taught me to understand the needs of people. It's taught me how God would have me to really work and meet the needs of humanity. And it has been a training school for me. And I'm very confident in what God is able to do through and me for those who receive this gospel of health. Mm. God is trying to redeem us in every area of life. When we talk about the ministry of Jesus, he went about, you know, the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, he said he went about all their villages and teaching in their synagogues and preaching the kingdom of heaven. But it also says, and healing all their sicknesses and the diseases of the people.
Yeah.
So the word of God is calling us as people of faith to combine health back to the everlasting gospel.
Mm.
Psalms 103, verse 3, he says, not only will he forgive us of all our iniquities, he will heal us of all our diseases.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a part of the covenant promise.
Yes.
So, but people have to understand that they have to live in harmony with nature laws, the laws of nature God created. We just can't do and eat and act the way we want to because we're people of faith and expect to be free of diabetes and free of heart disease and things like that.
Jesus.
And we say, well, God knows best. It's his will. No, why would you die before your time?
Come on, sir.
Put that on God.
My God, yeah, my God.
Yeah. And he's the one who told us to eat for strength and not for drunkenness. He's given us these things. And we have to pick these truths back up and apply it personally and reap the promises that go along with it. And I can say personally, it has been a tremendous blessing for me to live this way. The things that are lawful to me, things that I do. And let me just say this. I am not anti anything. I'm not anti meat, sugars, cold drinks, sodas, etc. I am pro-life.
Yeah.
My mind and my body is, I don't have a avoidance focus. I have a life focus. What's life? What's going to give me life? What's going to give me the vitality that I need to be the person that God wants me to be? That's what I focus in on.
Yes.
And I think if more people would do that, they would have, they would enter into a state of living that is not just making ends meet, but they will fly upon the high places of the earth.
Mm. I'm going to tell you, sir, and this man doesn't look a day over 40, y'all. I'm just telling y'all. He said he's 54, but I promise you he don't look a day over 40. Dr. Corns, I would just love to be one of your disciples and sit up under your wisdom. Mm. I know as Impact you have actual courses. You have
Correct.
Dr. Corn's Botanical Formula, your herbal products mm-hmm. company, your Valier Alternative Health Center. I just see you impacting on exponential levels this season. Yeah. And if there's a way I could sit up under you, sir, I would be so honored. I would be so grateful for my first personal transformations that still need to go forward, as well as EDACURE's wellness totality. So I'm speechless. And every time you speak, I well up. I well up with tears. I feel a pit in my stomach of the spirit just igniting some things within me. I can see that when you move, when you talk, that it is intentional for transformation. So you have truly been an integral part of what this radio station encompasses.
Yeah,
well, I was going to say that the Lord has given you a level of wisdom, and he's also giving you spiritual insight to see certain things that others cannot see. As I sat here and as I continue to listen to you, you know, there is a mandate over your life where the Lord has called you to get the people from amongst them. And so to bring us forward and to allow us to be realigned with his purpose instead of mm-hmm. our purpose. And so he's called you to call Correct. Them out, to call them out. And you brought up Moses. You know, maybe you are the Moses of this generation. And the way that you do it with such a sound mind.
Come on.
His tone is is consistent. You know, it's like
clear.
There's a rhythm happening even in your voice. You know, from a vocal perspective, I'm seeing how even your speech and how he just declares the word of the Lord. There's a rhythm even underneath your speech that I'm hearing. So there's as you speak, you're prophetically speaking into people's lives, and you're unlocking some things. And so,
I don't know. Amen. That anointing is real. Yeah. And when you were speaking, Doc, you said something and it automatically said book to my spirit. You said the gospel of health. And I just heard book. And I want to share that with you because you have been in the vineyard now some time. And the Lord has shown you some things on the other side in the industry and back on now what you're doing to impact in such a way that you can, God has set you up to impact not just on the one-on-one and in the homes, but in the schools. And I'm just seeing visions of in the community, in the churches, and in business place, in the marketplace. So I'm just grateful. We're grateful to be a part. And you got triplets now, because Marcia not the only one. Marcia not the only one getting this blessing. Dr. Howard needs some help too now. And First Lady, praise God.
Come on. Lord.
This is good. This is good.
So many more people need to hear this. This needs to go out internationally.
Tell about your impact, what you see, what God has shown you in the next year, maybe 5 years, and maybe even beyond.
Great question. What I found that helps is, one, I realize that God has given me a gift to communicate in such a way that people actually respond.
Definitely.
And actually bring and change. And the reason is that I take the words of God and I believe the words of God. Mm. And with Christ being our example, he says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So Adam was just a lump of clay until we breathed in him the breath of life. So we're just lumps of clay in this world. And it takes someone who God has anointed to, especially in this area of health, to breathe the breath of life in them. And I understand that the change is not in the juicers. It's not in just necessarily the supplements. Mind hasn't changed, if the breath of life has not been breathed in people, they won't use the resources that are readily available to them. So I have to make sure that I'm aligned with the Creator and that God speaks to me and that the words that I speak are going to be spirit and life to people, that they will make a change, that they will turn, not just by the words that I've spoken, not because of the program that I've given them, not because of the supplements that I've given them, the plan of care, simply the change happened in the mind. And words can do that. Life, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And the text says we eat the fruit thereof. So when we talk about eating to live, it has to come even off of the plate. The words that I'm speaking are food to people, and they're eating it right now. And they're eating from the tree of life, and they've been eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil too long. You know, and there are people, there are many ways to practice the healing arts. You know, we have this new age, we have this this Afrocentric twist, and it's pointing people to pyramids and people who have died, and they're not pointing people to Christ and not pointing him to the Creator. We need a message that comes from the tree of life, not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then also too, I discovered that there are certain systems that has to be in place. So there are several models that I use, coaching, courses, and community.
Amen. We have about 60 seconds, Dr. Korn. Please tell people how they can reach you.
drcorns.com. And they can reach me at Dr. Corns. It's drchornes. drchornes.com. 256-715-7947. 256-715-7947. And they can reach, all my contact information is through drcorns.com, and they can get in touch with me.
Go get it. Get your healing. Get your breakthrough. And do it. Get your coach too, because I got. We all got us a coach. Get yourself a Dr. Corns T-shirt while you're at it. To God be the glory. Thank you, sir. We are on our way out of here.
My pleasure.
Don't go anywhere though, because we're ending with the Preacher's Corner on Total Transformation Radio. Thank you, Doc. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hi, I'm Pastor Leia, and I bring you greetings from the Victory Tribe Online Ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's scripture reading can be found in Psalm 128. I'm reading verse 2 and 6 in the English Standard Version. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 128 is a beautiful psalm that speaks of God's blessing on all those who fear the Lord, and it describes this blessing in terms of us being a part of God's family. Blessed are all who fear the Lord. God has promised to bless all those who fear him and walk in his ways. Walking in his ways includes the eating of God's word daily. That is our number one key to us being strengthened. The Word of God gives us the ability to live a blessed life. Not only must we eat spiritual food, but as we learned on today's show, we as believers must begin to eat to live. Eating the fruit and vegetables of the land, the wonderful life-giving foods that God has given us the awesome ability to grow with the work of our hands. Those things will sustain us and allow us to not only live, but to thrive and live a long life in the blessing God promises us in this psalm. So I ask you today, what are you eating? Eating a well-balanced diet that allows us to live blessed in the fear of the Lord begins with a relationship with Jesus. So if you don't know him, pray this prayer with me. Father, I admit that I'm a sinner. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you sent your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. And because he died and rose again, now I have the gift of salvation. I ask you to come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you have now entered into the blessing of the Lord that is available to everyone. We can choose to either welcome God's blessing in our lives or chase it away. It all comes down to fearing the Lord and filling ourselves up on the good things that matter. The Word of God and eating a healthy, balanced diet that will allow us to live a long life to see the generational blessings that God has designed for his children to walk in. Psalm 128 teaches us that our life matters both for us and for the generations to come. There is a ripple effect in each of our lives that flows outward. Our actions and our attitudes and our diets will have an impact not only on our personal lives, but on the lives of our families, our community, and the future generations. I pray that something you heard today causes you to eat to live. God bless you. Thanks for listening. It's my truth.